Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. Well, downtown art galleries and studios keep late hours coming up Thursday as the Downtown Arts Alliance presents a gallery crawl. 9 locations will showcase art, photography, sculpture, and more. Joining me in studio is Jared Stokes with the Palace Gallery. Jared, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Lots of highlights at this month's crawl, Jared. Promises to be a really big show at the upstairs and big room galleries. What's going to be going on there?
Yeah, they're really touting this idea of the big show, the really big show. There's a lot of artists there, some great artists, a lot that we've probably heard of. Robbie Jones, Rick Sykes, Joey Slaughter. A lot of them are showing their bigger pieces. It promises to be big, and then that's what they're promoting. So it should be pretty nice.
Supersize, I guess, is the term I've heard thrown around for that.
Yeah, there's a couple sculptures there that you really need to get by and see. There's some good stuff going on there. I've seen just a few previews of it, and it's going to be nice.
The downstairs gallery captures the feel of February and Valentine's. Interesting exhibit.
Yeah, so they're pretty much theming everything around Valentine's. So you're going to have the courtly love, the broken love, the empty love, you name it. They're going to be interpreting it. So it should be very intriguing.
Yeah, matters of the heart, I guess, on display at the downstairs gallery. Now, you, of course, with the Palace Gallery, sharing works in celebration of Black History Month, a feature for this show. Tell us more about what's taking place there.
Right. So with February being Black History Month, we're promoting the Grambling State students. We have some students showing their work, just showing really interesting interpretations of their experiences, the things that they've grown up with, and seeing this generation and how, as artists, they're going to contribute to the art heritage and culture. Should be pretty interesting. But we're also going to have the African American Heritage Museum showing. We really want to plug those guys. They're doing some great stuff here in Monroe. It's not downtown, but we want to let everybody know that we have that going on, and that those guys are contributing to the art culture here in Monroe.
Have you had a chance to preview some of the works that'll be on display from the students?
Yes, we have a few. There's a couple collages, a couple photographies, paintings. There's actually one collage that, to me, just kind of shows the generations that have influenced this artist's work, and it's great. If you go on Facebook, you'll see that's the one we're kind of promoting. It just is a great interpretation of what heritage means to this particular artist. And we're really excited about what these students are doing.
Sounds like a nice collection coming up there. Some of your neighbors on Art Alley across from the Palace on Desired have work from guest artists. Some of the locations, I know Beckton as well as Arnder Studios, they have things that'll be going on.
Yeah, Margaret's going to be showing some of her stuff. She's got some new stuff that's supposed to be pretty exciting, some of her older stuff as well. And then Amanda Brown is going to be showing at the Arnder Gallery, and we're really excited about what she's doing. You guys really want to come by and check out Brad's show there. She's a great artist, and most of her stuff's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, also Sugar Gallery included just down the way as well.
Yes, they're going to have the Sugar Gallery should have everything from jewelry to art. Diane Rosenberg, Lee Ritzel, different people are going to be showing down there. Should be pretty fun.
Jolie Livaday, she's going to be welcoming Nicole Duet from Louisiana Tech University, who'll be presenting an artist talk. Tell us about Nicole and her exhibit there at Livaday.
So this is the one that I'm really excited about. Jolie's got to be promoting it, gotten some sneak previews. The good way to describe it is there's a quote around it. It's a continuation of the search for subtext in small and personal moments, re-engaging with the past. I think that's it's an interesting concept. It's something that can be explored, but this is really something special. I think people are really going to walk away with this. There's different medias that she's kind of exploring and treatments that she's exploring on how to interpret that. And like I said, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. What time is that going to be coming up? Is that going to be at 6, I believe?
Yeah, she'll have an artist talk at 6, right. So you'll really get inside the mind of the artist, which Jolie's been doing this, and we're actually going to try to start doing it more throughout the gallery crawls. But Jolie kind of said, hey, look, we really want to get people to understand these artists, have a personal connection with them. And those talks are great. That'll be at 6 p.m. It'll kind of kick off just a little bit after the crawl starts, and if you can be there, I would check it out, because those talks are always fulfilling.
A celebration of the season, I guess you could say, Jared, taking place at the River Gallery.
Yeah. So they're basically saying the Ouachita River Gallery. They're saying let the good times roll. That's kind of the theme for February. They got a little Mardi Gras, a little New Orleans flavor, I'm sure. The great thing about the Ouachita River Art Gallery is the variety. You get to see a lot of artists and a lot of their interpretations of these particular themes, and they just do a really good job over there being able to show a good bit of artists and what they're doing in the area.
A little special something, a unique addition to the crawl, can be viewed upstairs at Restaurant Cotton. Tell us a little bit about that feature of the evening.
So Caroline Youngblood is going to be showing some stuff. Alan Brockman is actually back in town, and he's helping us out with this. Alan's was one of the first people helping out with the crawls back in the day, and he's worked with Corey Barr and the Cotton over there, and they're going to show Caroline's stuff, which is always amazing. It's always great. The series is going to be the Riverton 1937 and Cotton, so she's going to have a lot of large-scale abstract stuff that should be pretty sophisticated stuff. Alan did a good job bringing her in for this.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of people in the area making everything possible with the gallery call coming up Thursday night.
Right. We always like to thank Creedon, our sponsors, for helping us out. This really is a community thing, and we want it to further what Monroe's doing in the fine arts. Without our sponsors, we just couldn't pull this off. They really allow us to get the word out there and back us. The other thing that they do is they're involved in getting art and you know, commissioning artists, and that's where we really want to get. We really want to start that community of commissioning art and making Monroe known for that.
And of course, there's more ways you can find out about the art crawl. You can find your page on Facebook, correct?
Yes. We have the downtowngallerycrawl.com. You can hit that up. And then we also have facebook.com/downtowngallerycrawl.
Jared Stokes with the Palace Gallery and the Downtown Art Crawl coming up this Thursday from 5 to 9. Jared, looking forward to the exhibit there with the celebration of Black History Month. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Can't wait to see everybody down there.